All right. Welcome to the Common Sense Angle with Steve and Scott. I am Scott. This is Steve.
Hey. My co-host.
And we're going to talk tonight about voter ID. Hot button topic.
And is I it don't, though?
It should be a no-brainer. It's a no-brainer.
The problem with the topic is it's so ridiculous. I mean, everybody believes that you should, like, over 80% of people, it would pass a filibuster, agree that you should have voter ID. The only people fighting it are people that want to cheat the election.
Do something.
Yes, because everybody agrees that you should have voter ID. If you put it to a vote, it'd be overwhelmingly voted that people believe you should have a voter ID.
Who's pushing?
So that's what I don't understand, how they can even push it.
Who's push specifically?
People that want to cheat. I mean, but well,
who specifically? What big names are against
Stacey it? Abrams is a big name. That's
Georgia.
Georgia's a big one, you know. And I mean, it's everywhere.
What is the gripe? What's the gripe about it?
That's the
I want some listeners to chime in on this
one.
It
makes no sense at all. I mean, would everybody agrees? Everybody, you know, 80-something percent.
What can't you do with an ID in today's world? There's no. I went to T-Mobile today. I had to show my ID for them to look my account up. Instead of them just asking your phone number, your address, the last 4 digits of your social.
Well, you think that voting is a very important thing that you want to get right. I mean,
it's the most important thing.
To buy alcohol, you have to show an ID.
How about rent a book? How about get on a plane? How about open a bank account?
Anything.
Like most things.
I mean, it could, but I mean, I agree that you should verify before you start giving important information out.
So the most important information that you're doing is voting.
That's what voting is very important. That's it should security should be the utmost
integrity.
Thing. And yes.
The integrity
and everybody,
of
I mean
the vote.
Yes. And ID is pretty much all I mean, pretty much the whole point of verifying. You're like either you're sure it's the person or you're not. And all you have to do is show it's a very simple solution to prove that it's a legal vote. I mean, I can't even believe there's an argument about it, to be honest. It's really like a no topic. Anyone who says that it's racist is completely ridiculous to racist that somebody can't get an ID. I mean, that's
so you can't drive without an ID. Is it racist to get a driver's license?
It's white liberals, I think, that try to paint black people as they're too stupid to do something and they need to come to the rescue. Ask any black person and they'll tell you, yeah, why couldn't I get an ID? What am I?
An idiot? Yeah. What am I, an idiot? I can't get an ID. This brings us to a few episodes ago where we were talking about offended, people that are offended.
Oh.
That group is offended for them because they think that it's racist to get an ID.
Yeah, it's... I've never heard a black person
I don't know
say,
that anybody that says I can't get an ID.
That's what I mean. I've never – I've heard a lot of arguments, you know, from black people like, hey, you know, I feel like I can't get a job, you know, because I'm black. I've never in my life heard somebody that they wouldn't let me have an ID.
What's so hard?
They make it harder for me to get an ID because I'm never in my life have I ever heard anybody say that. That's – because nobody has.
They can.
Nobody has said that.
The government.
Nobody's ever walked into a DMV and be like, "Oh man, they're never going to give me an ID because I'm black." Like, you know, that's so ridiculous. The argument is such a joke. I can't even believe that it's an argument.
I mean, you can't get medical treatment unless you have some type of form of identification, right? I mean, they need
I
to identify.
Know. Well, they just want to identify you so they can bill your ass. But yeah, I mean, you have to. I mean, you have to identify yourself pretty much for
anything.
Yeah.
Really? I mean, to get a credit card, open a bank account,
anything important.
So the government can give out free condoms, free birth control, free needles if you're into heroin, that's your thing, and you can get free needles now, clean needles. Why can't they give free IDs out? What's so hard about giving free IDs out?
They are free if you're below the poverty line. They are free.
Then and what's the big deal?
There is no argument. There is no argument for that.
What's so hard about going in to a DMV and getting an ID?
And what can you do in life without an ID? You can't rent an apartment.
You can't do anything. Nothing. Nothing.
So, yeah, that's what I mean. I mean, even to pay, like, if you
get a job, you have to have an ID.
Yes. And you were working under the table, getting paid cash. You couldn't open a bank account. You couldn't do it. You have to have an ID. You know, everybody has to have an ID. The only time you can get away with, like, living a life without having an ID is if you're in prison.
No, have a number to identify
you. Well, I know they know how to identify you, but I mean, you might not have an actual ID card on you. You know what I mean? That's it. That's the only people that don't have an ID card that can function is people that are in prison or in the military.
Well, you have a military ID. So even those people have
ID. I guess you have to have a military ID. But yeah, so I guess in prison is the only place that people actually don't have an ID card on them to get through normal daily life things.
My kids have a school ID.
That's what I mean.
I'm going to get to the point now where the kids are like, you know what? That's racist. I can't ask for my school ID.
That much to make sure that the votes are legal is to ask for an ID. It's not that much to ask. We're not asking people to, you know what I mean? Like, oh, we want you to, you're required to be working this many hours or you're required to whatever. The only requirement is that you have an ID. That's it. To prove your identity. That's it. That's not a lot to ask.
It's pretty basic.
This argument is so ridiculous. I can't, but it's still going
on. But there's going to be, hopefully we'll have some listeners, and if you disagree and you think that you should not have an ID to vote, I want to hear from you.
Yeah.
I want to know why.
Nobody's ever put an argument up that.
No, it is what it is.
To get off the subject, everyone just, it's racist. You know, okay, then we don't want to be associated with it, so we're not going to argue it because it's racist. You know, it's like, how is it racist? That's so ridiculous.
What would be racist if they were only asking for black people's ID to vote and not anybody else? Then it would be racist.
That would be racist.
Oh, my gosh. I agree 100%. I'd be like, you know what? You need to go down.
Everybody's ID, doesn't matter what color you are, where you're from, your religion. Everybody has to show ID. There's nothing racist about that.
Should we not vote with our IDs anymore? Should it be where we have to punch our Social Security number in? Everyone's got one of those, right?
I don't know, but you should have to prove your identity somehow. That's a no-brainer.
A thumbprint, a blood drop, an eye
scan. Technology today.
Retina scan.
Technology today, there should be no way to be able to cheat, you know? I mean, how hard is it?
If you're not cheating, you're not trying.
You ain't going into a bank and taking money out of somebody else's account unless you got a really good scam going. Because, you know, you have to prove who you are to go to a bank and take $20 out of an account. So why shouldn't you have to
have an ID to vote?
Exactly.
It's pretty basic.
Pretty basic.
All right, we're going to end it there. I think that's good. Nobody's going to have an argument against it.
There is no argument against it.
And if you do, please let us know, because I'd love to sit down and figure out what's wrong with your head. All right. Well, we'll see you next episode.